Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of our Communications Committee for the Town of Discovery Bay. At this time, if we could have a roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
All right, great. Thank you very much. At this time, we'll have public comment. Public comment is limited to the 3-minute time limit. Anything that is not on the agenda. Is there any public comment? Yeah. I'm seeing no public
comment. Well, there's public comment, so.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know what I'm really supposed to say other than I'm here to get information and to propose a stationary sign to Discovery Bay for the service groups. I'm Linda Barber from the Buyer Don't Lie.
Thank you. All right.
She would like to see that on a future agenda. It's actually like the service club stationary posts.
Yeah.
Signs is, I believe, what you're referring to.
Right.
So
that'd be great. We'll work on that. We'll talk about that later. Thank you. All right. Any other public comment? All right. Comments have been noted. Thank you. And we'll move on to item C, our minutes. Any comments or questions? Looks good.
Okay. I thought it looked good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see. Motion to approve our minutes.
A motion to approve the minutes.
All in favor?
All right.
All right. That's good. All right. I'll turn it over to staff now on the discussion items.
Okay. We have, as you know, we've been researching the stationary electronic message board, and our last task was to look at two locations now, the front of the community center and over by well four, where we typically have our mobile message machine. And so we've come to you tonight with Kelly, who has worked very hard on this, and we have some quasi-final figures and some things to talk about in each location. Turn it over to you, Kelly.
So I met with a gentleman from Sherwood Electric, and he came out and gave me some bids for doing the electric as well as the install at both sites. So the first, you have a copy of the bid he gave us here, and it actually is for the community center site. It comes to around $37,000, and that is for a double-sided sign because both sides would be visible by traffic going by. But at the well 4 location, it would just be a single-sided sign because you wouldn't be able to read the other side of it. So you get savings there as well as a savings on the install and electrical because here they have to trench through and dig through our asphalt to tie into our electrical here at the property to carry it out. So it's a lot more expensive to do that. So there is, you know, almost a $9,000, $10,000 savings at the well 4 site for a one-sided sign. But it is only visible from one side.
And this is just a budgetary estimate, right?
Yeah, this is an estimate. There could be some additional small permitting costs at the end, but the initial permitting cost would be about $2,800. That's what the county kind of gave me a rough estimate of the thing you would need for that.
Mm-hmm. We would probably do a 20% contingency on it just to make sure.
So is there the one thing I don't see here is ongoing costs. That's one thing we know the members of the board will ask.
As far as the maintenance of it?
Once we have it, we get a one-year warranty, 90-day warranty, whatever it may be, five-year. Mm-hmm. So what will be the ongoing cost?
You know, the cost of electricity?
Well, I think the electricity is fine. But there is, Timber Point might be able to, if you have, I don't know if you have. Would be a good one to go in and say, you know, does it break down every 6 months? Do we have to have preventative maintenance done to it 3 times a year? What is the cost
of that?
Yeah, is that a 10-year warranty? That's what I would ask.
Okay.
Did you try to get a hold of them? And
no, they were on break for 2 weeks, and it's actually the PTA that purchased the sign for them. It's not actually Timber Point.
And I believe that all too often people, organizations, go through this exercise without the thought of the maintenance from that point on. They'll look at it, justify the initial expense, and then find that it's very expensive from that point on. In my mind, I can't see a heavy expense unless it's digital. It should be, you know, digital sign, obviously, but LEDs, I think that's what I read. Which has a 22 year life themselves, the lights. If the warranty is 10 years and covers parts, maybe labor is the only thing, but Historically, Timber Point has had that sign up for quite some time. Liberty High School has one up there as well. Most of the high schools, you know, high schools or middle schools. And it'd be good to go to them and say, you know, what's the cost? I can assure you before we put it before the board that we've got to have an answer to that.
And then, like, the programming on it, is that something that you just do it right there, or do you do it from, like, the office, or, you know?
I think it's a cloud-based software, so you can do it remotely.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And you can set it up in advance, too. So
schedule your message?
Schedule your messages.
Oh, that's great.
So just put on the table, and I know when we walked away, I know I pushed you towards the community center. I think the community center is a wonderful place to have a sign. At some point, we might want to go there, whether it be this time or the next time or the time after that. But I really, and so Chris communicated with me in between meetings and voiced his thought. And I know we all walked away with the same feeling before, but his concern. Sometimes you walk away and you think and you say, well, you know, it's a little different now. I've had time to think through it. And Chris is, and I'm not speaking for you, so you get to chime in, but talk about well for. What I didn't want to do when I talked to you on the sign is get us going to six different locations, which is what happened last time. Then you've got staff time going into, you know, multiple ways to find out there's only one clear path. So let's pick the path that we really want. Community center was one of those. We own the property. There was a lot of reasons to believe it's a good location. It still is. But with the comment coming out of Chris, and on an occasion, I've heard a board member say that they thought it was, well, four locations. So I did ask your opinions of others, and I got well four as a good location. So I'm sorry for, you know, the ping pong match going back and forth.
Yeah, I didn't get the opinions of others. It's that's where I thought we would get our most success.
That's good. That's okay. It's okay. Opinion was all that was being asked on that. So
I'm kind of feeling too. Just it's an expensive project. It's a new project for the town, and then I think it's kind of a big ticket item, and maybe it's best served, and maybe more people might see it at a farther, a more southern location on that boulevard. That was kind of my thought, and maybe if we could save from a double to a single sided, we may prove that works great, or we may learn something. But maybe instead of investing $40,000 or $50,000 in the double big one here right now, maybe we'll learn what's to do on that sign, and that might add for the next phase. But I'm kind of leaning towards a little less expensive project right now.
So with that in mind, and I don't disagree with you. I look at this as it's not an experiment, but there's a beta site we're going to pick at, and assuming it goes through the board, I don't believe if it goes in. Here's the idea: get one in, let it be seen. Today there is a ticker board down there right now as we speak, mm-hmm. And I know people are reading it. So, and I know they did when they came into the water open houses, the water meter open houses. Why did you come to the meeting? How did you learn about it? 8 out of 10 said the sign that the electronic sign, the one we got, the commercial grade one. So I know that it works. But Discovery Bay is bigger than just Discovery Bay Boulevard. So there's our concern. So if it goes in and it's favorable, then we look at this as a bigger project than just one sign. We now look at it and say, where do we put the next one? And after that, where do we put the next one and the next one and the next one? I ultimately, just through looking at the possibilities, probably six sites would cover all of Discovery Bay simultaneously. So whether it goes that far, we don't know. Let's get the first one in. Or at least try to get the first one in and see how that goes.
We may have drones that have signs on them in a few years. We didn't even realize. You know, we may just have that element. Anyway, they're both good sites, and I would like to have a sign of both of them someday, but I'm kind of thinking priorities and what may be more practical might be to go back to where our existing temporary sign board is. And then I would like to, if we decide to go with that side, I'd like to consider that we also include the integration of the service signs and the planning of how that sign, the pedestal and how that thing lays out, that we'd have those service signs incorporated in that location. We've been working on it for over a year now with the
virtual. I saw the smile.
It's been about a year and a half.
We'll put it on the agenda and we'll bring it back.
Of course. Yeah, I don't want to tie one project with the other one, but I think that's been a service line project's been over a year and a half now. I've been working on it, and we haven't done anything. Or I haven't seen the update. It's been a long time.
Yeah. We'll get her on the agenda and we'll
I know.
We'll talk about it.
All right. But I just say we don't want the thing sitting on the ground on a concrete pedestal because we may put something below it that in
I can already tell you real quick, that's part of the delay, is waiting to determine where this would be, and we did not want to do something that would conflict. But we'll talk about it.
All right. Well, we're at a good
so if we could put that on the next agenda, please.
Well, what's the staff's feedback?
My recommendation, based on also what I'm hearing from you, would be to at such time when we have the definitive answers of contacting some of the other sign locations, like Liberty School, Freedom School, Timber Point, and get an idea on if they're in service contracts or what they have doing for ongoing maintenance, and if that's been an issue, what are some of the hiccups that they've had with the signs. We'll get that research done as soon as possible.
I would be interested in like an extended service contract, or knowing that we don't have to worry about it for like 10 years. You know, so if we had to pay up 10% or whatever, there may be a premium for that to have something like that, but just to know that it's kind of it'll always be functioning during regular hours for the next 10 years without having knowing we had to replace the panel. You know, we don't want to be on the hook for that if we don't have to.
Right. My recommendation is that once we have that, I think your direction has been clear, that we bring it before the board with that information and our numbers, final numbers at that time for the well for site location as being the recommendation of this committee, and let them vote on it.
Okay, I think it's great. Now the other question would be, do we have a budget? My understanding is we did have money allotted into this a year or so ago.
Yes, we
about
do have
$40,000.
$80,000. I believe it was for up to two signs.
Okay. Yeah, we budget $80,000 for 2018.
Yeah, this is within budget.
So if we stay, we're within budget, so we aren't conflicting with any issues. We aren't pulling money out of Peter's coffers at Bank Park.
Right. And just as one of the questions that may come up at the board meeting, will be predictably why not Highway 4 at Vicksburg Road, and that is. Can't because that's a Caltrans sign issue, and we already know we can't meet the standards for that. And secondarily, one along Vicksburg Road a little further, and those have possibilities in the future, but that's county property as opposed to Discovery Bay property, which makes things more complicated, but might be a can-do in the future. And as you stated, this might be the excellent first step as kind of to explore, you know, the value of the sign and what we might do in the future.
And provided this is approved, and I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch, but we've talked about it before as a procedure, because what do we allow, what don't we allow on that sign is very, very important, and I know we have some benchmarks from other.
I have some drafts on my desk already, and that'll be a good
part. And then one more thing is that the existing signboard, I don't know, we have to man it, but it's running 24/7 right now. And it's like the new sign, there's a light. I don't want to have that thing running 24/7. You know, at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, when the traffic dies, the thing shouldn't be lit up all the time. You know, it should be on 24/7. You know, it should probably have regular, you know, dusk to dawn hours or something. We need to have that in our policy, too. I don't think all the neighbors want to have it glowing, midnight.
Okay.
You know, people were asking me, well, Chris, this is we're so darn bright and midnight. I don't want the neighbors that live on that street. Yeah. It's like going to affect my house.
I believe, Kelly, you might check on it. I believe they do have a dimmer when the light goes down, so it tones it down. But a lot of people don't get home. Commute traffic, it's not uncommon to go to 8:30, 9 o'clock.
So at 4 in the morning, it doesn't
get and 4 in the morning, they're up.
When I was driving by, I was just at 4.
So we're looking at 4.
I know what's happening with the yacht club.
Yeah, okay, that can be certainly a future. Well, we're going to break it in two parts, though. We're going to deal with the installation of the sign and the issues here, and then we'll probably bring back a draft policy on it for this committee to consider initially and then bring as a recommendation back to the board. That'll be done.
Okay. What was like the, with the contractors, how long does this take? Like if they, is this like, does this take a year to get built or does it take like 6 months?
Well, I talked to the sign company and they said we would receive the sign in 4 to 6 weeks after we place an order. And then it's just a matter of scheduling Sherwood Electric to do the install and the electrical.
What takes a year is a discussion of whether you're
on the good point. And then just real quick, Stuart was just the, they're the designated rep for this sign company?
Yeah, they were on Brian and Miller actually gave me their name off the approved list.
Oh, perfect. Okay, all right, so they're familiar with it. Okay,
yes. Right.
So, are we good to make a motion?
Well, we don't take any action. I have a consensus making this a committee recommendation for the board. So I will go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I think we're ready to go.
Awesome.
All right. Good.
Yeah,
I'm feeling movement on it.
Well, I've felt movement, but there are some balls in the road every so often. You got to slow down.
Okay, we're good.
I did have a question real quick. Is there a solar option? Is that something we need to think about or care?
I didn't hear about one. I mean, I can ask.
If we did that well building, they have a big roof there. They have a solar panel to drive that.
Okay.
But it might cost $20,000, right?
Well, yeah, that's yeah.
$20,000 for a $10 a month electric.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, it might not make sense. All right. Well, great. That's a great update. I appreciate it. Any moving on? Any future discussion or agenda items that we've discussed so far?
I would just like to bring up. It's been a while since we've had digital. Is it digital performance?
Digital deployment.
Yeah. Had them. I'd like to bring the website back up. I think you're comfortable with it now, I believe.
Yes.
How many do we have now?
About 175.
175. So it's growing.
It's
not growing.
Growing
as fast as I had hoped, but it is growing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't mind either having them on a set up another meeting conference call or have them down here maybe once a year, get face to face and see what it is we can work on.
I'm sorry. That's a good point. You know, I think that the board, that might be something the board would want to be in on. Maybe like an annual, have those guys come to the board and give us an update. Maybe the January, before we go to our retreat for that one day and do our planning, maybe if those guys came in for our second meeting in January, see if they could just
give us. They might be perfect for, you know, an hour presentation at the workshop.
Oh, maybe that's a good opportunity.
So can you put that down as a maybe future workshop item update by digital deployment?
So we know that there's data that's being taken naturally.
Right.
We talked when we first got back into it after the election with digital performance on what's available. You played with it. You actually sent me some samples.
Right.
I'd like to rekindle that one.
Okay.
And say, okay, let's start into getting that data coming out.
Okay.
The data is going to help us identify what pages are hitting, what draws are coming in, how do we improve the website. Data is, it's invaluable. We really want to get it. I don't want to make it to where it is, you know, 20 hours a week on your time or someone else's time, another staff member. I know that's what Mike's going to be concerned with as well, but we know that they're automated. It might take 20 hours or more to build it initially with digital performance help. Maybe it takes half of that or less than that.
You're
and maybe it doesn't take
a lot of time. Analytics? We already have some analytics. So
why don't
we put together what we have and put that on an agenda here as kind of a first step to see, so we can see what we have and then be able to get an idea on what we'd like to have.
But and I think we're way ahead of the game because we know what they have. They may have more now. But, you know, you can't eat the elephant in one bite. You got to cut it in pieces.
Right.
And for us, there was too many other things on the plate. So we're good now. You know, we're not great. We're just better.
Right.
It doesn't mean we have the luxury of gobs of time, but I think we can focus a little bit more on the details it'll give us. So for digital performance, what are others getting from you? You know, where is that? Give us some benchmarks. I'll make some contacts. You can make some contacts. with other districts that
mm-hmm.
says, here's what we're looking at, benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start to pull that data. I know it'll really help us.
I'm going to tell you that we're probably ahead of most.
I'll bet
we've got such a great
resource. Because I can tell you right now, our disability
compliance
exceeds
mm-hmm.
the voluntary federal standards.
Yes.
So it's something to be proud of.
That's good. Yeah, that is great. So maybe have that on the agenda next week on where we're going with it. I know that a meeting isn't going to happen.
When is our next meeting?
For the next committee meeting?
Yeah.
It's a quarterly. So
that's probably perfect.
Here.
And we won't wait. We're going to move forward.
I don't have it here because it will be in January, so it's in 3 months. It's
okay.
November.
All right.
February.
Yeah.
It'll be a February
time.
Okay.
So you want the actual item to be at the committee?
Well,
committee
I would like
agenda.
The topic of the
topic.
Website.
Okay.
You know, how do we continue to utilize the full
mm-hmm.
power of this website?
And bring in some Google
analytics
that we have
okay.
on it already as some examples of...
Well,
I'll talk to you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then a future agenda item would be, I'd like to survey the people that we're billing. Or have a survey out there so that we can like have a top three or top five questions that we want to get some feedback on how we're doing. And I know we're getting that already through the meetings, but it might be nice to have a place, but it may not, maybe a can of worms, but I'd be curious to see if the we can do a survey, even three questions, you know, what do you like the most, what do you like the least, where can we do better?
I'm going to recommend that we schedule that agenda for probably
January,
whatever May or June is, because we don't want to do a survey as there all the bills are becoming due for the water meter and everything else, because the results will be skewed. And I'd like to know on the survey how we did with that as when the whole thing's wrapped up.
Yeah.
It'd be great call for 2018 to have that on an agenda.
It's going to be June, July.
Community
yeah.
survey?
Well, when we bring it back and talk about it, might be, we'll see.
Survey
okay.
for billing.
Okay.
We have a lot of customers, so we should get some feedback.
Yeah.
And whether they're walking into the pool or they're walking in to
oh, yeah.
pay our water bill. All
right. And so that's one subject. There's just one question on Bob Mankins when he presented to us.
Right.
It's a great concept. It's the Cadillac versus the Volkswagen as compared to the first email. I don't know whether it's something that's affordable, but it was enticing. Is there anything else we want to do with that? I'm interested, but I'm hesitant
because the numbers don't pencil yet.
Yeah.
They might,
yeah.
And I'm, you know, Bob and I stay in touch.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I don't think it should be ended, but I don't know that it has to come to here. I think if it came into here, it's when you're a little more serious about it. It's wonderful to think about. But okay, that's all I have.
That's good. I would like to go back on the sign, and I want to have a. I'd like to have a proposal for a radar gun. Or speed sensor. I would like to be able to have the capability of taking a feedback and making that a 25, you know, a sign that we could plop the sign on if we needed to.
We'll look into that.
Or is that too far out of the
yeah,
boundaries?
Yeah, you know what we can't do is we can't. And I
can't
sure.
tell them it's 50
no,
on 60 and when
but it,
they are.
You know, each meeting we add this
or
that. You gotta be careful.
That's the problem. Honor the P6 committee on that one.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's possible.
Well, because we have radar on it right now. And we can
well,
do,
that's...
People may hate the sign because
yeah.
it has a radar.
that was a poor decision to have radar.
Yeah.
That's a $5,000, $10,000 upgrade.
And plus, we're looking at the possibility, at the P6 group is looking at the possibility for license plate reader within Discovery Bank. So it might meet that need. Part of it need.
Just real quick, I am a subscriber to the email blast, like as a public,
yeah.
and I get them all the time, Carol, and it mirrors what the board gets also, so I think that the community is well served if they subscribe to our
oh, yeah.
our email service for updates.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the meat and potatoes of what we have to work with.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
thank
yeah,
you
I
for setting that up.
Though. Carol's mm-hmm. done an excellent job, as well as the rest
yeah.
of the
yeah.
staff. Kelly's worked hard. They're
yeah.
all pitching in on this project. They enjoy doing it. They've been doing a fantastic job.
Okay, go team Discovery.
Yeah.
All right.